More than half a century ago, the recipient of the Nobel Prize for Literature turned it down. The French philosopher, novelist, and dramatist Jean-Paul Sartre said he didn't believe in honors. In 1964, that was a big deal. But in those days, snubbing authority was becoming more common. That year, Bob Dylan released The Times They Are A-Changin', an anthem against authority.
Our mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command.
As someone who played so many Dylan records back then and in the years to come, I find Bob Dylan's response to winning this year's Nobel Prize for Literature more cryptic than the lyrics to Like a Rolling Stone. Dylan accepted the prize after some delay, but then he made it known that he won't make it to Stockholm for the December 10th ceremony, when the prize is actually given, because of other commitments. David Gaines is the author of In Dylan's Town, A Fan's Life, and professor of English at Southwestern University. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
How do you understand Dylan's sending his regrets to the Swedes?
Well, it's puzzling, for sure. I'd take him at his word from yesterday's statement that he is indeed very honored, and he was wishing that he could receive the prize in person. I don't think there are health concerns. People have asked me about that.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be in fine form on the road on his never-ending tour.
Does he have any big bookings that week?
He does not have big bookings that week. I think that part of what might be going on is that a press conference on December 6th, a lecture on December 7th,
mm-hmm.
an awards ceremony on December 10th, and then a 2 or 3 hour dinner that night is not where his main passions are right now.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, though, back in 1997, he was one of the artists who received a Kennedy Center honor. He went in black tie, sat up in the president's box, he was honored. He doesn't have a lifelong aversion to receiving awards in that case.
No, he doesn't. And more recently, in 2012, he did receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and he was there in not Ray-Bans, but aviator shades
mm-hmm.
and black tie. But he did look uncomfortable with it. And I really think that he would rather be playing music or writing or painting, or as you now know he's now doing, also welding.
This isn't like turning down an invitation to receive an honorary degree from a for-profit online university somewhere in the country. This is the Nobel Prize for Literature. I mean, I think a lot of us feel whatever your misgivings are, whatever your issues are, it's the kind of thing that you find time for, no?
Yes, I would hope, actually. I'm disappointed, but I don't think it's over yet. I believe that he is the gift that keeps on giving, and there are more surprises yet ahead, and like so many other things in his career, we can agree to discuss and, as he said in Tangled Up in Blue, see it from a different point of view.
And for now, it's go away from my window, I guess, is what he's saying as well.
Yeah, I fear so. But I have my favorite two theories. One is that he will show up in Stockholm for a brief pass-through in December. That's a very, very long shot. But I also think he might be home writing that second volume of Chronicles, or he might be ice fishing in Minnesota, or he might be in Tangiers, as one of his lines goes. His personal life, to me, is just that. It's personal, and I just trust that he's well, and I gather he is from the people I talk to.
Professor Gaines, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Robert.
David Gaines, Dylanologist and English professor at Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas.